So, in the gospel today, we have this moment where we see the first four apostles drop their nets and follow Jesus immediately. And so, I thought it would be acceptable to start with a joke about nets. But the problem is, all of the jokes about nets were completely full of holes. And so there's nothing funny today. But seriously, this reading, I have always found this reading so intriguing. They drop their nets immediately or at once. And there are moments in Scripture that can seem so simple at the surface, but at the same time can be filled with profound mystery. He says, essentially, follow me, and immediately they follow him. There has to be more to this story, right? I mean, imagine someone came into your work, where you work, or if you work from home, they just came into your house and said, follow me. What do you think you'd say? I mean, how did you get in here? How'd you get past the receptionist? Someone might say, hey, I'm doing surgery here, you know. I don't even know. But they dropped their nets and followed him immediately. And there has to be more to this conversation. In those days, if you were going to follow a rabbi, you would research him, you would study him, and decide if he was worthy to follow you. And there's no historical evidence that any of these guys were looking for a rabbi. They were fishermen, they were workers, they were regular dudes. And from what we know, they were living ordinary, predictable lives, and nothing suggested that radical change was coming for them. But they follow him, they drop their nets, they leave their family businesses. The only really significant thing we know about them is that up to this moment, they didn't know Jesus, right? And they must have known something was different. Jesus stepped into their ordinariness. He stepped into their ordinary lives, and they must have known right away that he was anything but ordinary. The fact that they dropped everything and follow him actually makes perfectly good sense with that under that context. The voice that they heard when he said, follow me, was the voice of God, literally. It was the voice of God. Remember in Genesis, when we heard the voice of God say, let there be light, and there was light? Immediately. When God calls in Scripture, his voice is exercising divine authority. It's the same voice that called them. There's a quote from Bishop Fulton Sheen, and I got it written here. He says, Christianity is not, first and foremost, a philosophy or a moral system. It's an encounter with a person. What we're seeing in the gospel today are four ordinary men having an encounter with Jesus Christ. They hear the voice of God say, follow me, and everything changes. Their lives were permanently changed at that point. They're divided into the before we encountered Jesus and after we encountered Jesus. They were recreated. In Genesis, God creates, and throughout history, he recreates. He recreated their lives, and he can recreate and continue to recreate our lives. At its core, to be Christian is to have and to continue to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. And it's really encounters. It'd really be plural, actually. It's not a one-time event. It's not once saved, always saved. That's not what the Bible actually says. I mean, remember, today we see Peter follow him, but later he's going to deny him three times. He needed to have and continue to have encounters with Christ. So when we fail, when we make mistakes, just know that he is right there, ready to hold our hand and forgive us and help us, right? I mean, you know, they follow him and they surrender to him, but later they're arguing about who's going to be first in heaven. They needed to have another encounter. My favorite is when they got mad at the Samaritans, and I think it was James said, who was it that said, it doesn't matter. James and John said, do you want us to rain down fire from heaven on them? And Jesus said, no, we're not going to. That's like actually the first recorded incidents of road rage too. And Jesus said, no, they needed to be recreated. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't be so funny about this. This is powerful stuff. This is transformative stuff. We need to have encounters because we're not perfect, especially me. Over time, we need to be recalled and reshaped and resent. And this is where the Gospels today might make some of us uncomfortable. He's asking us to leave our nets. Our nets, they may not be made of rope, right? But they're just as real. Our habits, our assumptions, our control, our plans, even our fears. These are nets and we need to drop them, right? Our political opinions, our focusing on the wrongdoings of others instead of just trying to be a good guy. Material things, our secrets, whatever we have in our lives that are preventing us from following Jesus, that's a net. And it's tiring carrying the nets. It's exhausting. But it's hard to leave the nets, right? It's kind of like throwing in the towel. We throw in the net, but when no one's looking, we pick a little piece of the net back up and we hold on to it. I don't know about you, but some of these little pieces of the net are comfortable, and I wouldn't mind hanging on to this one. I know it's wrong, but it makes me, there's the idea that examples might be, who here doesn't like to feel maybe sometimes just a little superior to other people, right? That's, who here doesn't get mad at the news? And then when they get mad, just keep watching it. Oh. Or do we let greed masquerade as ambition? Sometimes we're hurt. Sometimes people are rude to us or actually really hurt us, and it seems like we're mad and it's justifiable. But there comes a time when it's just time to let it go. To let go. The internet, speaking, is really I did a thing a couple weeks ago where I looked at the first 25 feeds on one of my social media accounts. And I did the math, it's like 70% of them were divisive. 70% of them are just trying to manipulate me or divide me. And all I follow Catholic sites, sites about cars and travel sites, and somehow I get all this other stuff. We need God's help. We just need to drop all of that and follow Him. He doesn't promise us comfort, just like the apostles. He didn't give them a 5-year plan and tell them what was going to go down. They followed Him, knowing that He is easier than anything they were doing. That we talked about that this morning. We talked about being called. I forget, somebody back in the sacristy about this call sometimes that we hear, and I don't always know where I'm supposed to be. But wherever I am, I want it to be where God wants me to be, because when I'm not where God wants me to be, it's just not good. I used to think church was a place where people who were better than me just got together. Or definitely people who thought they were better than me got together. And then I realized, especially when I started coming to the Catholic Church and just seeing people quietly come in and kneel down and focus on the tabernacle, and humbly come forward and receive Jesus, that so many of you are just like me. We're sinners and we're here because we need this. We're called to follow Him wherever He leads. In the sacraments, we receive help to do this. We receive grace. We become a part of His family in baptism. We receive forgiveness and mercy in reconciliation, and we're fed by Him. We receive a share of His divinity when we receive the Eucharist. The confessional, if you want to hear the voice of God, that's a really good place to hear the voice of God. Be open to that. It's this persona Christi. The same voice that created the universe, the same voice that called the apostles, the same voice that was healing the sick and raising the dead, is the same voice that's saying, your sins are forgiven. It may sound like the priest, but that is the voice of divine authority. Just like what they heard on the Sea of Galilee today in the Gospels. We surrender, we give up. Surrender, that's radical, right? To surrender, to give up, to fight. Surrender, it's our society tells us never surrender, never give up, never stop fighting. And this is almost saying, stop fighting, give up, surrender. Your voice, your word is more powerful than anything I can try to put together. So today is a call to drop our nets, to surrender anything that's getting in the way of us following Him, and to be open to encountering Him.